For over 20 years, I've experienced the powerful graces that you can receive and obtain at Christmas, especially when you pray a Christmas novena. Now, this is most certainly true when offered for the souls in purgatory. So in today's video, so you can see how powerful of a day Christmas is in purgatory, I have included from five different sources stories that talk about this. Now, if you have not been keeping up with our 9-day Christmas novena that we've been praying in our nightly rosary, that's every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, this is the best way to join. I will include at the very end of the video a true story from someone that knew Mother Teresa that tells us of a powerful novena that she would often do. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Rose, I'm recording a video. Can you
have a cookie?
I will give you a cookie if you go downstairs. Okay, sorry about that. Let's get right into it. From Maria Sima in the book Get Us Out of Here, on the section on heaven, are there days on which more souls are delivered from purgatory into heaven than on others? And she responds, yes, it is at Christmas that the most souls are delivered. But again, this depends on how much was prayed or done for them. It is Christmas because Christmas is the greatest of all days for graces. And then also on Good Friday, Ascension Day, and All Souls Day, many are released. I 100% agree with that. It is the greatest of all days for graces. Please, I beg you to do this novena. From the book Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal, Dennis the Carthusian writes that on the festivals of Christmas and Easter, Mary descends into purgatory accompanied by legions of angels and delivers many souls from their sufferings. From the book Unpublished Manuscript, Sister Mary of the Cross asking, does All Souls Day and its octave bring great joy to purgatory and many releases? And the response from the soul in purgatory that was a sister from her community, on All Souls Day, many souls leave the place of expiation and go to heaven. Also, by a special grace of God, on that day only, all the suffering souls, without exception, have a share in the public prayers of the church, even those who are in the great purgatory. Still, the relief of each soul is in proportion to its merits. Some receive more, some less, but all feel a benefit of this extraordinary grace. Many of the suffering souls receive this one help only in all the long years they pass here, and this by the justice of God. It is not, however, on All Souls Day that the most go to heaven. It is on Christmas night. So not only Christmas, but Christmas night. From the book Visions of Purgatory, the Mother of God visits purgatory every Saturday except during Lent and Advent, and on her feast days. She obtains the liberation of numerous souls on some of these feasts, especially the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, and the day on which the whole church celebrates her as the Mother of God. At Christmas, too, there are many souls who, through the grace of the Nativity, are admitted to the beatific vision. The Most Holy Virgin lavishes consolations and encouragement on the souls. From the book 365 Days for the Holy Souls, most souls are released on Christmas Day, followed by Easter, then Our Lord's Feast Days and Our Lady's Feast Days, and Saturdays as days of rest, consolation, and deliverance. And this is from St. Alphonsus Liguori. And now the story on Mother Teresa and her express novena. There is a funny but powerful story about Mother Teresa and this prayer, the Memorare. She was known for getting what she wanted, and what she wanted was always for holy purposes. Time and again, she would overcome seemingly insurmountable problems. The miraculous happened around her every day. She was a strong woman of prayer, a woman very close to God, and a woman who rarely took no for an answer. She had boundless confidence in God. She knew that God answered her prayer. The Memorare was one of her secret weapons. She had a very deep love for Our Lady, and she prayed the rosary all day long. Literally, her rosary was always in her hands, her lips always moving in prayer, whether silently or out loud. In times of great need, when there seemed to be no solution to some obstacle in her way, she turned to the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. When facing difficult circumstances, she did not pray this prayer just once. No, she would offer an express novena, 9 memoraries in a row. And as you will read below, she always prayed a 10th memorare in thanksgiving, confident that her prayers would be answered. There, you have been given a powerful express novena to obtain the deliverance of many thousands, if not millions, of souls in purgatory on Christmas night. And it does not happen automatically, as you heard. It depends on how much we pray. So on this day and night of giving gifts, give the souls in purgatory the gift of heaven, the greatest gift that anyone can receive. We can give to them. Can you imagine what they will obtain for us when they get to heaven? Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, even things you don't want and don't need and didn't even think were possible, these will be given to you over and above holiness, mystical gifts, ordinary spiritual gifts, along with whatever earthly needs you could possibly need. And many of us are struggling. If you help the souls in purgatory that are in incredible pain, don't you think that they will make sure that your struggles are literally zero, other than whatever sufferings God sends you for your own holiness? My friends, Merry Christmas, and I will see you in the next one.